from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A rude awakening on 6th Avenue near Pine Street early this morning. People living in that area report gunshots at around 6 o'clock, followed by police vehicles converging. City police say they located a person who was shot. They were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Criminal Investigation Division has taken over the case and asks anyone with any information to call either Timmins Police or Crime Stoppers. No one was hurt during a spectacular car fire in the middle of yesterday afternoon. Deputy Timmins Fire Chief Scott Atkinson blames it on an accidental overheat. He says the owner noticed smoke coming from the vehicle as she came out of Little Caesars on Waterloo Road at Algonquin Boulevard. By the time firefighters arrived a few minutes later, it was fully engulfed in flames. The car is a write-off. In an unrelated incident, firefighters were called to an abandoned house on Kimberly Avenue across from Living Space shortly after 6 this morning. They already put out a blaze in the same building a couple weeks ago. Deputy Atkinson says this time it will have to be demolished. The fire department started that work in order to get at stubborn flames in the basement. Two information sessions tomorrow will provide an update on what's expected during Connecting Link reconstruction season in Timmins, which begins next week. It's a joint effort of the Chamber of Commerce, the BIA, and City Hall's Infrastructure Department. Chamber President Kramer Grenke notes that this is the latest of many summers of necessary infrastructure work, this time between Balsam Street and Burnett Road. Grenke says the first is an 11 o'clock to noon virtual session. The second one is between 5 and 6:30 at the museum. Both are intended for the business community. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Junior A hockey team in Timmins figures quite well in end-of-the-season awards in the NOJHL. The Rock themselves are regular season East Division champs for the second year in a row. Harry Clark is the best overall team player with 101 points in 56 games and a forward on the first All-Star team. Fellow forward Mason Svarich is most gentlemanly player with only 3 minor penalties in 44 games. He's also on the second All-Star team. The full list is on the NOJHL website, containing more Rock representation. The only name on the list from the Iroquois Falls Storm is bench boss Tyler Prochek as third All-Star head coach. The first-round playoff between the Storm and Rock begins this Friday and Sunday at the MAC. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.